Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you are listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And yes, it's our first acoustic session of the year. And joining us here in the studio is Akayla Simone. Akayla, how are you?
I am well. How are you doing, Hunter?
I'm doing well, too. And so glad you could come down here on a Sunday.
So happy to be here. So much gratitude. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, what would you like to do for us first before we get to talking here?
Let's hit in with some When in Rome.
Okay.
One of our favorites.
Excellent. Here's Akayla Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Raise my hand, ask a question, make suggestions on the lesson. Said I didn't understand, I didn't the problem I'm addressing. Challenge your whole lecture, break it down for your digestion. Time to start to see and start to feel the repercussions. I won't worry about repercussions, cause my mouth got repercussions. Me unexcited, me uninvited to the more private discussions. Well, always came the time, it was the time for me to prove it. I can never walk the walk because I don't do training.
Mm-hmm.
it's wrong. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me, I'm headed out to Rome. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me, I'm headed out to Rome. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me, I'm headed out to Rome. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me, I'm headed out to Rome. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me, I'm headed out to Rome. Where I'm supposed to be, I'm headed out to Rome. Make it home to me.
Yeah. Very nice. Kayla Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise. And the big question is, did you really go out to Rome after writing that song?
Absolutely not. No, we haven't made it there yet.
You haven't been to Rome yet. Well, you need to go and sing that song when you're there.
For sure. Rome conceives everything, right?
Yeah. Kayla, again, thanks so much for coming down here today. Why don't you introduce whoever else you've brought with you here this morning?
Well, this morning we have the outstanding Mr. Alexander Dubois.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Thank you.
Alexander, welcome to Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And then over there we have the legendary, Paul Warren. The legendary Paul Warren.
Hi there, Paul Warren. Tell all your friends.
Paul, it's so great to see you again.
Good to see you, man. How you been, brother?
I've been okay. Just doing this radio show, you know.
Right on.
I'm hoping people are listening. You never know, but... Hey, you just keep doing it, right?
And there you go, man.
It's what you like. It's what you like to do, and that's where I am in my life.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this new record there, Kayla. And that song was not on the new record, is it?
Oh, it's up there.
Oh, it is? Oh, it's on there? Okay.
It's up there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I had to throw that one up there.
Sorry about that. But it's called A Kayla Simone As Is Black First. Mm-hmm. How'd you come up with this particular name for your album?
So A Kayla Simone As is it kind of plays off of the girl Got Soul Naturally. I am a natural female. Everything about me is as is.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, AS is also like the initials. So you see what I did there? AS. A Kayla Simone Is. That's what I did. But then I'm actually recording multiple projects under the A Kayla Simone As Is moniker. And Black First is just the first one. And I did that because I am a black woman first.
Sure.
You walk up to me, that's the first thing you're going to be able to identify.
That's your identity.
That's a black woman, so there it is, black
yes.
first.
Yes. What are these other projects then?
I'll share those as they are revealed.
Oh, okay.
Done.
So that's a deep dark secret. I didn't mean to step
Not
on
it. Not a deep dark secret, but we're still working on them, and I want it to be a surprise when everything comes out.
Now you had the CD release party Friday night. How did that go?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. We had a very full room, and we just went out there and did the thing. The crowd loved it. It was awesome to have my project received in that way, in that authentic as is way.
Now you had more people in your band than just.
Yes, so everybody knows I have a whole company of musicians, but that show we had Bernard on keys, we had Dion Langley on the kit, and then Tyler Levy, my other guitar player.
Oh, wow. You got two guitar players?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So blessed. I'm lucky, especially in the 757, to have two on my stage. Whoo! Available. Whoo!
Wow. That's cool. That's really cool. Do all of them appear on the record as well?
Most of them do, yes.
Okay. Where was the record recorded?
Soulhaven, out in Virginia Beach. Everybody knows Johnny Terrell, the engineer. He also produced a lot of tracks, and Johnny actually wrote one, so...
Mm-hmm.
We worked together for 2 years on that, but a lot of time at Soulhaven. But if anybody need music recorded, Soulhaven's the place to go, right in Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Now, you come from a musical family, and many people know your father, Bobby Blackhead.
Mm-hmm.
And was he on this record at all?
Bobby is on the record, but not in the way that everyone's used to seeing him on the track. My dad is actually, he does the background vocals on Black is Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys hear out, you guys will hear it. It's pretty cool.
And how about your mother? Was she on there?
My mother was not on the track. It's pretty unknown. My mom is actually like the big musician in our family. She plays like 15 different instruments.
Really?
She has a beautiful voice, but she likes to stay out of the spotlight and whatnot, and getting her into the studio is gosh darn near impossible, but she is the inspiration behind a lot of the tracks, as she is another Black woman in America.
Yeah. Wow. Well, all your brothers and sisters too are somewhat into music, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. Everybody has touched it or touches it in some way, shape, or form in their lives currently. So
really? Are any of them thinking of going professional?
I have my brother. He actually tours. He's my drummer. Another one of my drummers in my camp of musicians.
Oh my gosh.
He might be the one that has been performing professionally the longest out of all of us, including my dad.
Okay.
So he actually started that when he was in high school. And that's like his biggest career. I have my sister Maya up in Richmond. She has a band up
She's been on the show, you know.
Yes, that's right. Maya has been here. So yeah.
She goes to VCU, doesn't she?
She did graduate from VCU.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, started with music, ended up with a major in history, but that's her thing. That is her thing. But and then Shayna, she was actually in her first production down in Atlanta.
Wow.
In a play. Her first time on the big stage without the family around her. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then my older sister up in New Jersey, she just sings the time. Just loves music. That's it.
Well, you guys must sing a lot around the house when they're all there, I guess.
My goodness. My goodness. It's just minutes before all my sisters are together, and we just break out into song, four-part harmonies and everything.
So. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
All the time.
We're talking with Akela Simone here. And by the way, this show is up on Facebook right now as a live feed. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can hear Akela here this morning.
Yeah, come listen.
What else would you like to play for us here?
Let's do Nonchalant Vibes.
Ooh.
Rock out a little bit.
It's Nonchalant Vibes. Okay, here's Akela Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well articulated, okay, yeah. So I know how to speak, but that's the problem. Kept pushing emails, started a business, then everyone forgot I could sing. It's my first language, not many understand this. Took it for granted, for real, it's my advantage. When for real, it's my advantage, I operate on the logical. And writing songs wasn't logical. I have three Black boys that I have to raise. And even with the TV off, raising Black kids, it's pretty hard these days. But what made sense to me was for them to see me use my sense. Real sense, common sense, past and future tense. No expense, all attempts, I had to use my strengths. And it was all for the greater good. Keep my babies out the hood. It was the sacrifice. I might have took the wrong advice. No, taking grammar. I can speak, I promise y'all. I left no room for creativity. And as you know, that's my therapy. I slowly started losing clarity. And everything that made Kayla care parody, it wasn't fair to me. I had my eyes on the wrong target. I let it change my definition of accomplishment. Don't get me wrong, there is no resentment. I appreciate everything, the love and development. And I'm not saying it's my time to go. I just have to focus on my original goals. The ones I've had since the first grade, being on the stage, getting paid to do this. Getting paid to do. Thank you.
Wow. These are great songs. This is cool.
Thank you so much.
Kayla Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise. What is your writing process? You're mainly a singer, right? But how does that all come together for you?
That's a great question. Yeah, I should ask for that one ahead of time because I don't have a process. It's one of those things when I first started recording and quote unquote writing music. I kind of waited for it to smack me in the face.
Okay.
A lyric here, there, a melody. I would just put it down. Rarely I would actually sit down with the intention of writing a full-length song, start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's a practice. So I started practicing writing. And a lot of these songs were just the practice stages of sitting down, free writing, and then piecing it together with a melody, a chord progression, sitting at the piano for hours trying to figure out how I wanted this to flow, structure, all of that. So what is the process? I'm not sure that there really is one yet. Like I said, it's just practice. I just practiced writing. This is what came out.
Well, I guess eventually you have to bring it to the musicians and they kind of work their magic, I guess, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, once we get a chord progression down, it's easy to hand that to a musician structure-wise and then just let them throw their thing on. And that is a huge part of my music. I want all different types, different feels and whatnot, however they're feeling today. I want that in the music that we're recording or performing that day.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Alexander, are you just in this band or are you in others as well?
No. I am in a few other. I'm playing in four different acts right now.
Wow.
So, of course, I play with Akela. Then I play in a progressive death metal band called Tibetan Sky Funeral. If you ever see us around, come check us out.
Out.
It's a fun time.
Now, that's a name for a band.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. And then I play in some other groups, a funk group, Bad Betty and the Thunder, and then a cover group called Vines and Vinegar. And all of them play out pretty frequently.
Yeah. Paul, how about you? What you been up to?
Man, just trying to make a little noise here and there, you know? I work with, we're doing some recording with Ryan Farish. Then I got a, playing bass on this with a guy named Danny Kinsley.
Okay.
Out of Richmond, doing a country song.
Country song?
Yeah,
so
man.
You're a pretty eclectic bass player, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out there somewhere.
tell us about this instrument you're playing here today. I've never seen anything like it before.
Oh, this is my bass ukulele, man. what the deal was, I needed a upright bass, and I was doing a country song with a guy, and it said, "Man, you play upright." So this was the closest thing I get to sound like a upright at that time because I got a little teeny car.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little teeny guy, man. It comes with a little guy, man. Little car.
Well, it's a pretty instrument. How
thank
old?
You,
how
man.
Old is that?
I had this for about about a year or two now, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You bought it new, I guess.
Oh yeah, I had like 20 some basses, man. At one point. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, this is I have a few. I have a couple of ukulele basses made by Carla.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they come in handy.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Akela Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us here?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'm so confident.
This is really good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Of indecision, she built homes and she thrived on outskirts of local prisons, played a role in supervision, up on bridges and collisions, downtime minimized, shows not on television, nah, her favorite show's the one, playing in her head, she made sure her dreams were fed with vision boards and things she read, she pretended she was open to possibilities and all the opportunities to catch the ride from A to B. She pretended she was open to the work and she was ready for her turn and she would take the time to learn it. This girl had nothing in her way, and she would say it every day until she couldn't take the weight of a confidence. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Don't let me finish. It's my kind for dance. All the time it took to get it, I'm not giving up on winning. It's my kind for dance. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Don't let me finish. It's my kind for dance. I'll never stop believing. Sky's the limit. I'll take the risk. She had no conditioning to do when it started in her youth. If I'm telling you the truth, yeah. Something happens when you birth a black queen in a community that needs something to blame, something to lean on. Fill a bottle with flaws and imperfection. Mentality never protected. All direction on objection to her choices and her voice. A teacher all about deflection. We'll call it black strength, cause that equates to white perfection, right? So she's quiet and she's quaint as she patiently waits on a break from her society, yeah. So she's quiet and she's quaint as she patiently waits on a break from who she's supposed to be, yeah. So she's quiet and she's quaint as she patiently waits on a break from her society, yeah. So she's quiet and she's quaint as she patiently waits on a kind for dance. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Now let me finish. It's my kind for dance. All the time I do to get it, I'm not giving up on winning. It's my kind for dance. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Don't let me finish. It's my kind for dance. I'll never stop believing. Sky's the limit. I'll take the risk. It's my kind for dance. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Don't let me finish. It's my kind for dance. All the time it took to get it, I'm not giving up on winning. It's my kind for dance. It's my kind for dance. I'll never stop believing. Sky's the limit. I'll take the risk. I'll be with you in a minute. Ever seen? Don't let me finish. It's my kind for dance. All the time I do to get it, I'm not giving up on winning. It's my, it's my, it's my, it's my, it's my kind for dance. I'll never stop believing. Sky's the limit. I'll take the risk.
Simone here on Hunter at Sunrise. What was the name of that again?
That's Confident.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that was cool. I really appreciate you guys coming down here today and doing this. This is wonderful.
We appreciate you for having us.
Well, good. I'm glad. And we'll have to do it again when you have another project. It sounds
for sure.
Like it may be soon.
It's
so
coming. It's coming.
It's coming. Excellent. The name of this one is Akayla Simone, As Is Black First. And you can probably stream this and probably buy it anywhere, right?
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Well, you have any shows coming up you want to shout out about?
Yes, absolutely. Just this Sunday, next Sunday, we will be performing at the Veer Awards.
Oh,
everybody,
okay.
Come out. We are nominated Best R&B and Soul and Best Live Band.
Excellent.
So come out to celebrate the nominations.
Can you still vote? Can you still vote?
No, voting has passed.
Passed. Okay.
But we're winners in spirit.
Okay.
We present ourselves as winners everywhere we go. So,
well, I wish you the best with that. That's for sure. Thanks, guys, for coming down as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.